Blog Talk Radio.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her.
Father's Day coming up this Sunday, and it means a lot to a lot of us, especially who no longer have their fathers, and can definitely relate to that. It's been a long, long time for me, over 40 years, so, but I can so relate to that song in so many ways. And speaking of Father's Day, speaking of Father's Day, we're going to have a special showcase show at 9 o'clock Eastern that's going to be dedicated for Father's Day with Christina Watts, the Divine Medium, will be here. And I think that's the only show I am doing on Sunday because it is Father's Day. And I'm spending most of the time with my kids Sunday. So, but we will be here then. And so definitely write that down, circle it, and it's going to be great. Okay, coming up now, we have psychic medium readings with Bonnie. So call on in, 347-884-8245. Make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Don't forget about tonight's showcase show at 9 o'clock Eastern with Greg King, psychic medium from Lilydale, the spiritual mecca, I believe, in the U.S., up in New York. Some really, really great spiritual people have come out of there, and very well-meaning. And Greg's been part of Journey of Light for the past 9 years. Is really a great guy and does amazing readings. He'll bring up things that you didn't even ask. So, and he'll be dead right just about all the time. So that's coming up. Psychic medium Little T is coming up at the top of the hour. Now we have Bonnie, so call on in. Going to bring Bonnie on, and we're going to go right to your calls. Hey, Bonnie, how's it going?
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
All right. How's your day going?
It was good. We had a terrible, wicked thunderstorm, and it stopped just now. So apparently that was meant to be.
Yeah.
I was a little worried, right. You know, when we get thunderstorms like that, bad things happen here, but nope, we're
good. Yeah. All right, we're ready to go. All right, and I do want to say that Bonnie does do private readings for a special one-time Journey into the Light for your first-time reading, a 30-minute private reading for just $19. Did you hear me? A 30-minute private reading for only $19. And I will say one other thing is that, and I swear on my heart this is true, that all the people that have contacted me about getting a private reading with Bonnie have sent me nothing but glowing remarks. I mean, one after another. And then that's the honest truth. So you can go and get a 30-minute private reading with Bonnie for only $19. Best way is to contact her by phone. The phone number is listed here on the show page. So you can see it. It's right there in front of you. I know sometimes people are like, what show page? Okay, Journey into the Light. Some people just call in, and they're not even on the show page. So I understand that. Bonnie's phone number is, if you want to write it down, 540-294-5193. What was that again, Michael? 540-294-5193. Yes, I hear voices. I can read everybody's mind that's out there, Bonnie.
You am I need psychic? Your own show. You need
I know.
Your own show.
Dang it. I get everybody else on except me. Why is that?
I don't know.
Maybe by the time I'm done with all the shows, I'm so drained I don't have time for me.
Well, that could be. That could be.
Yeah, that could be. All right, let's go to our first caller for Bonnie. 650, can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Miranda. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Miranda from California. How are you this evening?
I'm good, Bonnie. Thank you for taking my call. So I noticed you're like into animals and can communicate with them. Just recently we had, I think, a rat and then just followed by some mice that came into the house, and it really freaked me and my children out. And I was just wondering if you could pick up, was this a random occurrence, or did they just sort of find a hole and just decided to come in, or was this something that they wanted to communicate? It was just scary because it just freaks us out. To me, it was like an invasion. Like, you're not supposed to be in my house.
Well, that is pretty gross, and some people would say that rats or any kind of animal would be symbolic of something going on in your life, but I would say, being very practical here, that there probably is a hole somewhere that they're getting in, and they may have been running from weather or something else that brought them in for shelter. In Virginia, where I live, when it's wintertime, animals like that want to come in your house, which I don't really appreciate it. That's why I have cats.
I don't, yeah,
cats are
I'm
good
with you.
For that. Mm-hmm. Cats are good for that. But you should probably look up the symbolism of rats. Were they really rats or were they actually mice?
Well, my daughter said initially she thought it was a rat. I didn't see it. I saw the other ones, and they were definitely mice.
Okay. So I think they probably were all mice because rats are a whole different story. Mm-hmm. Mice, if you see one, you can guarantee there are way more than one. Mm-hmm. And you probably should either get an exterminator or get some traps. I don't think they're healthy to have in your home.
Right.
Just hygienically not good. Let me see. Why would they come in your home? I think it was just like you were convenient. You know, you were in a very convenient location for them. And, you know, once you get one, they multiply very quickly, and then you have a lot of them. And even if you don't see them, you still have them. So you definitely should, you know, get some kind of trap or have an exterminator come in if you don't have any cats.
No,
I would do that.
Yeah. No, I definitely, someone came over and threw some bait in the crawl, and we're going to monitor it. He's going to come back in a couple of weeks and see whether there's, whether they ate the bait and whether, you know, that'll give them a clue as to how to proceed. So,
yeah. And he probably looked to see if there were any openings for the mice to come in. But that's not an uncommon experience for people. It's really common in the country. But when I lived in the country, I had a lot of cats. We didn't have mice. And we didn't have moles either. They took care of that.
Oh, I see.
I live in town now, so I lost my last cat about a year ago, and I just haven't gotten a new one. But it really helps if you have, you know, an apex predator living in your house with you, because they're just mini taggers, you know. But, I don't think there was anything untoward there. I think it was definitely just they were doing what mice do. They saw an opportunity, and they just took it, you know.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Can you pick up at all whether it's under control now?
I think it will be when he comes back. He's going to find that there are other mites in there, and he'll take care of it. I don't think you're going to have the problem for long.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that helps.
We'll see in a couple of weeks when he comes back and does his survey.
Yeah, I think they are there, but, you know, it's a solvable problem. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love your answer to that, Bonnie, because I think sometimes we can overthink things, you know, and things like mice and things like that. I mean, and other things, sometimes that's just life, you know, and there's, like you said, a hole, there's an entryway, you know.
It's, you know, I'm a very practical person. I really am. And because I'm a very practical person, I go there first, you know. And then I go to the next thing, you know. But, I'm a very practical person.
And that's what I love about you, honestly, Bonnie, and that's the way I am. I look for the practical answers for something first. And then if there is none, then I start thinking, okay, you know, that might be an answer. That may be something in the supernatural. I always do that. When I saw a ghost once on the interstate during the day, I looked at all possibilities first, and there wasn't anything that, so then I knew what I was seeing was real. It was a spiritual occurrence.
But, yeah, I lived in the country most of my life, and I'll tell you, mice are very common, you know. And even in the city, I mean, I lived in a big city once, twice, a couple of times, two different big cities. And in the big cities, you actually do get rats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
they're not creatures you really want in your house because they come with them.
No.
And she said she had lice, but, I mean, with them come fleas and all of these other really hideous things that can cause diseases that you don't want. And that's just practical, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, totally agree. I live in the country, too, and have my share of mice and all that. Okay, next, moving along, 954, you're up next. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Bonnie from Florida. I'm sorry, Mary from Florida. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Mary. How
I'm ahead of myself. I wanted to say, if the caller's still listening, I read online that peppermint oil put on cotton balls all around deters them. Apparently, they hate the smell of it. And I have a neighbor who actually has two pet rats. She wraps them around both sides of the back of her neck. I didn't particularly enjoy that, seeing that experience. I myself was one time I was bitten by a little mouse that I tried to rescue to get him out of the building I was in. Everybody wanted to hit him with a broom. I said, just open the back door and he'll get out. But in the meantime, I went and picked him up, and he got on my finger, and I couldn't get his tooth out of my finger. And I finally, they pulled him off. I did have to go and have it checked out, but I didn't need a tetanus shot. They said it was just a field mouse. But I don't particularly like them around me or in my house. When I see them, I have cats, and one cat was catching them, and I didn't like him to do that. But I see that you're a cat person, and I decided to ask you a cat question, and I'm glad I got a hold of you. One of my three cats got frightened about 2 weeks ago or a little more, and he never goes out. I rescued him as a kitten, and he is not street smart at all, and it's a busy area and everything. No one has seen him. He has not showed up. Occasionally my cat will perk his ears up during the night, but there's other cats around too. So I'm wondering if you pick up anything about Squeaker's disappearance, if someone has him, if he'll come back or anything.
That's funny. I'm not good at finding things, I'll tell you that straight up. But the funny thing is, I had a cat named Squeakers one time, beautiful calico cat. But let me see if I can pick up Squeakers. What color is Squeakers? Can you tell me that?
He's gray and white. He's a very large cat, like a teddy bear, with big green eyes. And he's very frightened of most people. He's pretty much my cat because I rescued him. And
well, I don't feel like he's passed. I really don't feel like he's gone. I mean, physically gone. I feel like maybe he's taken shelter somewhere. You probably should check. Again, being practical, always check shelters first if you lose your animal.
Right, I've been looking on their picture site.
Yeah, do that first. And then, you know, go start canvassing your neighborhood because cats don't go that far, you know. They will go far, but they won't.
There's been a lot of motion around the building, a lot of tree cutting, a lot of noisy trucks. It's gotten to be very noisy in this complex, so that might drive him away. I just wondered. I got a few people that gave me ideas, and I looked in those areas and didn't spot him. But I just thought because you're close to animals, maybe something would come to you.
Yes, I just don't think he's passed, but I think he probably is taken. He has taken shelter somewhere, whether that means somebody's taken him in or he's under some building or something somewhere. That could be what that is. I'm actually not seeing him. Sometimes I'll see, like, from the cat's point of view or something, but I am not actually seeing that. But I don't think he's passed because he's not here with me in spirit. So,
well, can you pick up whether or not I'll find out something or be reunited or at least know where he is or if he's safe? I'd be happy knowing that even if someone took him in,
I think he's safe. I do feel that he's safe.
Okay. Uh-huh. And do you answer any other type of questions or just for animals?
Oh, actually, mostly I answer other kind of questions.
I see.
And did you have a different kind of question? Hello?
Okay. Oh, we lost her. Okay. Call dropped. Could be all these dings here on my phone again. I think you got her answered her question. And if there's anybody else on the phones and you want to speak to Bonnie, press the 1 on your phone, okay? I know there's a number of people called in, but your 1 is not pressed, and I couldn't pull up anybody on the screening room. No one would talk. And so press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? And while we're waiting for the next call to come in, just want to say again, if you're listening live or many in the archives, Bonnie does private readings for a special for Journey of Light listeners. Anybody can participate. It's a 30-minute private reading for your first time for only $19. 30 minutes for only $19 private reading. And the phone number to contact Bonnie, 540-294-5193, 540-294-5193. All that information is right on the show page, as always. All the guest information is always on the show page. Any thoughts, comments, Bonnie?
Well, it's funny. This seems to be like animal night tonight for some reason. Yesterday it was all legal questions or job questions. That's what it was. But tonight it seems to be animal night. I will tell you that I have an interesting rapport with cats. I am not good at finding things psychically. I mean, if I could find things psychically, I wouldn't lose my own car keys very often, you know?
Yeah.
So there are things that some people are better at than others. So psychic gifts are like any other kind of gift. You have things that you're good at and things that you're not so good at. Finding things is one of my weak places. I'm not good at finding things, or cats either, or pets. But I am pretty good at other types of things. If you want to talk to an angel or a relative, that's more along the line of the things that I like to do. But sometimes I get messages like that. But yeah, so. There are some people that have a special ability to communicate with animals, and I've always done that with my animals and with other people's animals, and I always thought everyone could do that until I started cat sitting for a couple here in town, and I realized they didn't know their cat at all. And not only did they not know the cat, they couldn't understand the cat, you know, and they would do crazy things like rub the cat's hair backwards. Well, you know, with your own cat, Mary, that's not a good thing to do. Because cats don't like that, you know?
Yes. And speaking of Mary, she has an appointment coming up. She don't know about it. She is going for a haircut next week, the little girl.
Don't tell her. It's better if she doesn't know.
Oh, I know. I've over the weekend, I've got to get a new carrier because the carrier I have is... you can't get her in there. You got to put her in like the front of the gate, you know, opens, and you just can't. She fights with you, and she is really strong. And if she gets really mad, she'll bite you. So I got to get one that opens from the top, so it's like really big, and I could plop her in there, put the lid over her. So anyway, I'm going shopping this weekend.
That's funny. Have you ever tried to leave the carrier out with the door open and, you know, so that you can get used to going in there and maybe liking it a little bit?
Yeah. And I'm going to do that when I get the new carrier. What I think the problem is a while back when we picked up Mary from some vet, it's been some while back, when my daughter ran in to get her, they put Mary in a wrong carrier. It was like a small one. It wasn't the one we originally had. And once we realized, of course, it was way afterwards, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the carrier is too small. So so I'll figure that out. But I just can't wait till she can go and, you know, being a Persian and being long haired. And of course, it's hot out and she just needs to be big shave.
Yeah, I had a doll face Persian with my last cat, beautiful black cat, and he always needed to be groomed like that and shaved down because he just you know, he was short and round, and he wasn't very good at keeping himself very clean. And it was just easier to do that, wasn't it? You know, I mean, when you get a shape like that, it's much better.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I think they like it better, too. I know Mary, when she, after she gets used to it and stuff, she starts running around more. She has more energy. I mean, she's not carrying around that, especially for a Persian. I mean, all that hair, I mean, it has to be really heavy. So.
Yeah, because it was like with Tommy, it was double coat. He had like a double coat. He had the outside layer and another layer underneath. So, yeah, it was heavy and hot.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And, you know, cats and stuff, they're like kids, you know. It's they don't want to go, just like a kid, you know. They don't want to go to the doctor, and it's, you know, it's for their own good, so.
I used to have a red tabby who was a jewel. He loved to ride in the car, and all he had to do was say, "Max, you want to go for a ride?" and open the car door, and he'd get in. You know, if I took him anywhere, I never used a carrier. I put him on my shoulders and I'd take him places. And he was great. I mean, and it kind of ruins you when you get a cat like that that likes to ride in the car. But you had to be careful because if delivery people or somebody came to the house, he wanted to go in their car. He didn't care whose car it was, you know. So you'd have to be careful, you know, because he would go off with anyone. He didn't mind.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we got to wrap up here so we
sure.
can get set for the next show. Bonnie, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you on the other side. And to the listeners out there, everybody, please redial. Psychic Little T will be on next, and we'll be taking your calls. Thanks for listening, everybody.